The Planning Commission had already approved a conditional use permit for the private event facility back in December, but residents Sanford Melville and John Staffschold appealed the CUP within the required 10 days, so it went before the City Council. The Council voted unanimously against using the CUP and directed the Planning Commission to take another look at how to mitigate the project's impacts on the neighborhood. Architect Craig Elliott presented some solutions at Wednesday's meeting that included removing the tent from the CUP, using advanced noise monitoring equipment, and paying for parking. During public comment, residents shared their concerns. Appellant Sanford Melville had sent a four-page summary and reminded the commission about the council's concerns.
Council was concerned by items such as bottlenecking on the corners of Heber Avenue and Park Avenue, and Heber and Main Street, particularly during the peak load-in, load-out times. They were concerned that there really wasn't any traffic mitigation plan for this facility, and they were concerned about the traffic from deliveries.
The council, he said, wants specific mitigations for the impacts caused from loading the venue and traffic. Park City Museum Executive Director Sandra Morrison urged council to put conditions on the tent, even though the applicant had removed it from the CUP.
We don't want this to be a historic building with the KOA campground on the top. I would urge you to put some conditions on there. Possibly even no tent at all, because I'm not sure the Board of Adjustment was ever expecting there to be a tent.
Jim Tucker told the commission he was there representing the Preserve Historic Main Street group.
Our main concern is the outdoor noise. It seems like it really shouldn't be allowed at all outdoor. You talk about special event site, special event inside in a closed building, totally acceptable. Outside on an open deck, just isn't going to work, especially with an unlimited number of events throughout the year. It's just not going to work.
He insisted it will have a terrible effect on the neighborhood and will also set a precedent for future applicants on Main Street. Jill Lesh, who lives on Woodside, had a different point to make.
I'm concerned if there's noise frequently at night and we get the reputation of being an undesirable place to live in Old Town, then residents aren't going to want to keep permanent residency there. And the whole atmosphere, the occupancy can change to nightly rentals. I think it's really important that we keep a core of residents. I think that's what the residents want, and I think that's what Park City wants.
Mark Stemler lives on Park Avenue and told the commission his concern was for public safety. He says the lack of parking is an issue.
You can't keep doing what we're doing. This isn't just your fault. This is what happened back in 84 when they put this exemption on. They're giving 100% exemptions. By the way, the IBC in that same thing says, don't ever give more than a 30% exemption. Don't give them 100%. Every building requires some parking. Even a little building requires one or two spots. These big buildings are getting off, myself included, with no parking. It's not going to work. It's a fundamental key to successful business.
Andy Byrne has lived in Park City for 33 years and told the commissioners that Heber and Park Avenue already has problems without the proposed private event center.
It's a problem now. It is a bottleneck now. I can't imagine what it's going to be like on a nice snowy evening having a 55-passenger bus unloading right in front of the Kimball Art Center. And let's put in Diamond Party Rentals. Let's put in the catering trucks right there. Let's put in the band. Their bus, their trailer, the employees getting dropped off, the attendees for this. This is a problem right in front of there. That is a chokehold right now. That corner has gotten worse in the last 5 years than I've seen it in over 30.
The project will return to the Planning Commission on the regular agenda October 25th. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.